Phil has a tip for us.
Yeah, Ange, I just wanted to raise something very important this time of year, and it's the issue of bindi eye in the lawn. You know, it won't be long before we're into spring and, you know, you're stepping out there into the garden, lovely warm day, and boom, you stand on one of those nasty little prickly burrs. You know, awful. And kids curse you for not having done something about it. You know, they want to get out there and play cricket or footy. And, you know, ouch, ouch. You know, it's a terrible thing. So you want to get onto it now because now's the easiest time to take charge and sort them out. And, you know, you get around in the springtime, in the summer, they get stuck to your thongs. And you know what? You know,
You're spreading them
everywhere. So you'll want to get the plants out before the burrs set up. Now, just one little thing. If you're looking out there in the garden, you need to be able to identify them. They've got this ferny little foliage, light green. Your grass is starting to look a bit shabby at the moment because of the cold, but you'll see these little the thing is, you'll often see them in spots where there's a path, a walking little path out to the clothesline or, you know, out on the footpath. So they tend to grow really well where the soil has been compacted and the grass doesn't do so well. The bindies just get in there and have a good go. So the first step to long-term control is to aerate those areas. So that's the first thing I do is to get some boots on, get out there with a garden fork in the lawn, shove the garden fork in there, loosen up the soil. And there's another benefit in doing that is that when you come to removing these things, they're a lot easier to dig out. So that's one of the methods, obviously, is to dig these things out while they're small. And, you know, it's a big job to do it all in one go. But on a day like today, a little session, 10 minutes or so, sitting out there with your little gardening tool, pulling them up, listening to the radio. You know, it might be Roy and HG after 12 o'clock today. Get a bit of sunshine, hang out with your best friend, pulling a few up. It could be with a glass of wine. Make a thing of the bindi session. And you can, you know, and those cursing children, why not get them out there with a bucket and say, you know, you want to deal with these bindies, kid, here's a life lesson. You got to get onto them. And you get onto them in the wintertime while they're small. Now, if you don't want to be sitting there all the time, there are other methods you can do to deal with big sections of them. You can use something like a high nitrogen fertilizer to burn them out. So things like sulfate of ammonia and urea, these are basically salts, and you can just sprinkle a little bit of them onto the plant. If the plant's got a little bit of moisture on it, you can put some water on it first, sprinkle a little bit on it. Within 24 hours, you've burnt them. It will burn a little bit of the grass that's around them as well. And, you know, that's a price you pay. But, you know, that's a fertilizer. So eventually, it's going to feed the grass around it. The grass is going to come back stronger than ever there and just cover that area, which is what you want. You want the grass to grow well there. So, yeah, using those fertilizers.
What are they again?
So high nitrogen fertilizers such as sulfate of ammonia and urea. Excellent. Now, the other thing is you could use an organic herbicide. So you could just spot spray in some sections there. But again, you're going to lose a little bit of that growth. So you need to encourage the growth to come back. The other thing, of course, is there are selective herbicides out there. If you choose to do that, you may need to do a second application. But keep working on that health of the soil there as well as the turf. Keeping it aerated, the grass is going to grow better. You're going to get rid of all those things before the burrs appear. And hopefully next year you won't have any at all, but get on to it.
Excellent advice. Thank you for that tip, Phil Dudman. What about just boiling the jug and tipping boiling hot water on them?
You could do that as well. Yeah, just pour a bit of that or even spray a little bit of vinegar onto them as well. That will knock them out as well.
All right.